Hi, Steve here. Before I get started, I think it's only fair that since Google, who started this war against the truth tellers and anyone that doesn't fit their false narrative, that I recommend all of my subscribers, all of my viewers, to stop using Google search, period. I still have Gmail, but I also have other emails that I use. Google has decided to literally bury all of us who speak the truth and stand up against this new world order. So in turn, I want you to go to the website and find out the 12 reasons why you should use DuckDuckGo and drop Google like a rotten corpse. I think most of you know what they're doing and the harm they're causing to our country and the world. If you continue to use them, not only will they deceive you by burying search results that all the other search engines will provide, but you're only helping them to finance their evil against us. That's almost the same thing as trying to pet a dog who bites you every time, ripping your flesh apart every time you try to pet it. If you go to one of the websites at thinkaboutit.news or thinkaboutit.online, it will take you to a little banner on the side, the right-hand side, that says 12 reasons not to use Google search. It will take you to a page, then, if you click on that, that'll give you the 12 reasons why you should be using DuckDuckGo. As far as Google is concerned, Think About It doesn't exist. But like the text of a cable sent by Mark Twain from London to the press in the United States after his obituary had been mistakenly published, the reports by Google of the death of Think About It are greatly exaggerated. Speaking of Google, this was just in Thursday's news and shouldn't be any surprise at all. Google punishes another whistleblower. Hours after Google engineer Greg Coppola appeared with James O'Keefe in a Project Veritas video, he was put on administrative leave by Google. The hive, known as Google, is quick to punish those who undermine its authority. Coppola said that he believed that Google News and Google search engines' algorithms were biased. Well, we know that's true. He also claimed that CEO Sundar Pichai's testimony to Congress in December 2018 was not true. Anyone who can see what's happening knows that his testimony was an outright lie. Google fired engineer James Damore after he wrote a memo about the company's ideological echo chamber. And recently, Republican engineer Mike Wacker was fired after he complained about the hostile attitude in the corporate culture toward conservatives. Coppola went public because he believes people need to hear about this bias from someone who actually works there. In this age of misinformation and disinformation, the news media should not report anything they haven't independently verified. And neither should Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other big tech property be allowed to bury or hide the other sources of news from people. In Hong Kong, fake news is being used to confuse and cause more division. The exact same thing going on in America.
In Hong Kong, another day and night of protests ended with police launching tear gas at protesters. The unrest began building last month over a bill that would allow Hong Kong residents to be extradited to stand trial in mainland China.
Earlier today, we saw the city's fourth major protest in the past 6 weeks. People said they're hot, but they say they keep hitting the streets because their freedoms are at risk.
We must keep going.
Today, they pushed past the official endpoint, defying police orders, with many ending outside Hong Kong's central government offices.
This is the generation where our great technology will come back to bite us in the butt. Chinese tanks at the border? False. Photo of a protester biting off a policeman's finger? Misleading. In Hong Kong, the fake news fight for public opinion has become as crucial a battleground as the city streets. Pro-democracy protests have involved millions of people and frequently turned violent because of online rumors and conspiracy theories sowing more confusion and deepened distrust. In the most recent season of Netflix's Black Mirror, an episode titled Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2, a pop singer played by Miley Cyrus demands out of her contract. Her manager laces her food with medication that induces a coma. Then Ashley's team introduces to the world an improved version of the singer, a holographic replacement that will perform both her old hits as well as her new music on tour. The term deep fakes means a hyper-realistic manipulation of digital imagery that can alter images so effectively it's almost impossible to tell real from fake. In the political world, the potential to use the technology to disseminate false information or at least muddy the waters about objective reality are like the debate over fake news.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller testified on Capitol Hill this morning. If you watch the other cable channels, you're probably accustomed to thinking of Robert Mueller as a kind of progressive superhero sent here from on high to do battle with the diabolical Mr. Orange on behalf of the forces of light and justice. Here's the actual Robert Mueller, caught without his cape and mask, squirming under the cold light of television cameras.
When discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you reference, quote, the firm that produced the Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's not a trick question, right? It was Fusion GPS.
Not familiar with Fusion GPS. Well, it turns out that if you're watching this show right now, you almost certainly know more about the Russia investigation than the man who led the Russia investigation.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist.
Collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. I'm reading your report, sir. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180.
Page 180, volume 1. Okay. This was from your report.
Correct. And I leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
It went on like this for more than 6 excruciating hours. We hope you were doing something else today. We can tell you, though, that over 200 times, Mueller simply declined to answer the question at all. Repeatedly, he said that critical questions central to the Russia investigation weren't in his purview.
You have any basis, as you sit here today, to believe that Steele was lying?
As I said before, and say again, it's not my purview. Others are investigating what you
Purview to look into whether or not Steele's lying. It's not your purview to look into whether or not anti-Trump Russians are lying to Steele. And it's not your purview to look at whether or not Glenn Simpson was meeting with the Russians the day before and the day after you write 3,500 words about the Trump campaign meeting.
Mueller just told us that he doesn't know if Christopher Steele is lying about the basis of the entire Russia investigation. Nope, he doesn't know. And by the way, he doesn't care. Keep in mind, Robert Mueller is the very same man who, as of right now, is trying to send Roger Stone to prison for the rest of his life for telling minor and totally irrelevant lies, allegedly, that hurt no one. But he doesn't care to know if Christopher Steele is lying about the most important question in the investigation to which he's dedicated 2.5 years of his life. It's enough to shake your faith, actually, if you think about it for a minute. By the end of the day, even partisan Democrats had to admit that Mueller's testimony had been a complete debacle.
As they were using him for clarity, he'd somehow fog it up.
Was the ball advanced?
No. Impeachment's over.
Today, he was a witness. And he, frankly, wasn't a really good witness.
I thought it really was a very ineffective defense of his own work.
At the very least, we now know the truth about Robert Mueller, a mysterious prosecutor with unchecked power, revealed at last to be a daft old man blinking in the sunlight once his curtain was torn away. It was a sad coda to the long and ridiculous Russia saga. An absurd story for certain, but not a harmless story, hardly. This years-long charade deeply hurt this country. It corrupted our most important institutions. It divided our people. But worst of all, it distracted all of us from our real problems, which are legion. Get in the car tomorrow morning and drive 5 hours in any direction in this country. Stop frequently. Look around. How's America doing, do you think? Now remember that all the sadness you just saw on your drive, the drug zombies and the homeless people, the payday loan places, the boarded up buildings, all the slow motion disasters unfolding unmistakably all around us, all of that has been completely ignored for years in favor of some stupid invented story about Russian spies that never even made sense and didn't even happen. A ruling class did that,
They did that to you as a distraction. They do not deserve to rule. That much is clear.
Who are those trusted news sources? Should they be the mainstream media, who have claimed to be trusted news sources and yet have lied to us over and over again? Digital imagery and video and audio has already reached the place where anything can be faked. And when anything can be faked, how do you know you're looking at something real or something that's been created?
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place, or, how about this, simply, President Trump is a total and complete dip. Now, you see, I would never say these things, at least not in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele. This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources. It may sound basic, but how we move forward in the age of information is going to be the difference between whether we survive or whether we become some kind of fucked up dystopia. Thank you.
We need to come to the place where we can find a few trusted sources that have a track record of not providing anything that's fake. Right now, it's fairly easy to determine who's faking and who's not. Just look at who Google is banning, burying in the search results, and YouTube is shutting down. If you can find the source of those people, their websites, and those news groups, then you may be able to get accurate information. But if you still trust those news channels and TV network talking heads who have already proven to be liars, then I really can't help you from being deceived. The technology is so advanced that the time is coming and already is here when you will need discernment to be able to tell the fake from the real. Discernment is the ability to judge well, because you won't be able to figure it out by what your eyes and your ears are telling you. Think about it. I just want to say a very special thank you to all of you who support Think About It. You are as big a part of what I do as me doing what I'm doing, if that makes sense. You're a partner with me. You help me to continue to do this in spite of all the censorship, in spite of all the demonetization. Google is not my friend, and they're not your friend either. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all of these companies, all of these social media giants, these tech companies, they are bringing in the technology that is just going to be horrifying to us once it's completely unleashed on us. I know a lot of people don't understand what's going on because they started out really great, like Facebook. Connect with your friends and your family. It was great. But it's going to turn into a monster that none of us can even imagine. But I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who support me. I used to put your names at the end in like a scrolling credit thing at the end of videos. I'm not doing that anymore. Not because I don't appreciate you as much as I used to. Not at all. The truth is, I think anonymity is probably a way to protect many of you. And a lot of people don't want their name known anyway. But you know who you are, and I know who you are, and I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I love you and I appreciate you more than words can ever say. I just want you to know that. Thank you so much.